Everybody then says the get is kosher. That's where Rav Zera learns. Omas nisen diktoni kisvu. That's what our Mishnah says, if you write the Tanai down, we are kimna bachutz, and we said that the Mishnah says the get is posel only when it was chutz, like the Mishnah says. Avla manas loy posel, but the Mishnah is talking about manas, then the get is not posel. So how does our Mishnah go like? E boy, same if you want to say, I'll tell you lefnei hatorif v'rabbonin. That our Mishnah is even talking about that this Tanai of Almanas was written inside the get and before the Torah, before the Sefer wrote off the main part of the get, and still the get is kosher, according to the Chum Shita, not according to Rebbe. And Viboyi saying, if you want, I'll tell you no, Liachara Torah. That our Mishnah is talking about when you wrote down this Tanai of Almanas, that it's Mashma, the get is a good get, it's talking about that it was written down after the Torah. And therefore, v'divrei hakol, the get is kosher according to everybody, even according to Rebbe. That Rebbe says you can't write a Tanai of Almanas inside the get, so, or Reb Zera says that's only if it was written before the Torah, before they wrote the main part of the get. But if it's written after the main part of the get, then the get is kosher. So Mishnah is talking about where the Tanai of Almanas was written after the get, after the Torah of the get. That's the way Reb Zera learns. But for Rava, my Rava says no. Machloikes liachar atarif. Where is the machloikes between Rebbe and the Chachamim? If a get that has the Tanai of Almanas written inside it, is it kosher or not? That's only where the Tanai was written liachar atarif, after the main part of the get. The Rebbe sava gazrinan otu lufnei atarif. Rebbe says, I even make a gzera, otu in a case will be written before the tarif, before the main part of the get was written. For Rabbanan, Sarv, Rabbanan say no, loy gazrinan, otu lefnei ha-tarif. I do not make this gzera, maybe you write the Tanai before the tarif. Avu lefnei ha-tarif, but if the Tanai was really written or told over to the Sefer, before the Sefer wrote the main part of the get, the names and the place, divrei hakol posel, then even the Chum agree that this get is posel. As if the Tanai was said before the tarif of the get, according to Chum also agree that there's a gzera, this get is posel, also they come to write a chutz inside the get. That's the way Rava learns. Umasnitzin, if so, according to Rava, our Mishnah that says diktoni, kisvu, that if the Tanai of chutz was written inside the get is posel, we akim no bachutz. We say, when does our Mishnah say the get is posel only if the word chutz was written inside it? Avul almanas leposel. But if just the Tanai of almanas was written in the get, then the get is still kosher. So who does our Mishnah go like? Acharat Torif for Rabbonini. According to Rav, we could only be talking about that the Tanai of almanas was written after the Torif, after the main part of the get was already written. And even so, it only comes out good according to the Rabbonin and not according to Rebbe Shita. Because according to Rebbe, the get would be posel. Gemara says, Toni Avuad Rabbi Avin, Kaimad Rabbi Zera. So Avuad Rabbi Avin, the father of Rabbi Avin, still learned in front of Rabbi Zera like this. Kosav get al Tanai. If they write a get on a Tanai, on a condition, so Divri Hakel, everybody agrees that posel, that the get tackle is posel. If the get itself was written on a Tanai, that the get is posel. Yeah. For the more of a mislek pligai, there's a machlekes. Elaim, or rather say like this, he meant to say. The divrei hakel kosher. That according to both of them, the get haker is kosher. Ve'echi domi, where's the case talking about? Liachar ha-terif. Where the Tanai was written after the terif, then everybody agrees the get is kosher. Because that's like Reb Zera we had before. So Morris says no. Ve'leima ha-reze apostle. Ve'rebi. What does he say in our Mishnah? The getak is posel, goes according to Rebbe Shita. So Mora says, Tona divri akol asnayu. So no, we learn, it says divri akol, everybody agrees. That's what we learned. So it's like this. Kosher bipsul michlaflei. A get kosher to get posel, it's possible to make a gzera on that. So Rashi like this. Tona divri akol asnayu. Akor divri akol asnayu. Rebiya litona. This price was learned divrei hakol.
Dias ne harayziv, or just that harayziv lo have a mechlef lei b'divri akol. Hafilu shrach girsa shaloi. Avakashim epsul mechlef lei.
In other words, once we have the girsa that said this Bryce is saying divri akol, that you don't make a mistake. Like it didn't say divri akol, and you make up it did say divri akol. That we're afraid. That you don't change around. So for sure, this Bryce that says the lashon of divri akol. So therefore, we have to be gurus. Divri akol taka says that it's kosher, and it's talking about lefnei hatur. I first you said it was posel. So Gemara says that kosher b'psul michlaflei. Even though first he thought the word it said psul, and now we say no, it says the word kosher. That you can make a mistake. Kosher and psul, that's michla. Person can make a mistake. But harezeh b'divri akol lemichlaflei. If the Braisa really said divri akol, or if the Braisa really said harezeh and didn't say divri akol, that you don't make mistakes in. In other words, if the Braisa meant divri akol, so for sure he knew what it meant. If the Braisa said harezu, he knew what it meant. So since he said over that the Braisa says divri akol, for sure that's true, that the Braisa means a case of divri akol. So how could it be divri akol? That's why it goes according to Reb Zeira L'shitosoi, that Reb Zeira learned that Zonim Machlokes is where the Tanai is written after the Torah. But if the Tanai of Almanas was written after the Torah, then the Maitz, according to everybody, it's kosher. The Machlokes is only where it's written before the Torah. But if it's written after the Torah, then according to the Divrei HaKol, the Get is kosher. Mishnah says like this, Harayat Materis L'Cholodim. When the husband gives his wife a Get, and he says like this, this get should be mat to you to marry anybody, elo li'abo l'avicha, excluding though, but you can't marry your father or my father, li'achai, my brother, l'chicha, your brother, li'eved u'li'eved k'chavim, to an eved kenani, to a goy, u'l'chol mi shein lo'olot kedushin, and to anybody else in any way you can't marry. In other words, any chai v'lavin, any aroyis, any chayvi krisus, we hold halacha, any person that's asa to of a chayvi krisus, so the kedushin is not chal. So it comes out, the husband gave a get to his wife, saying she's muta to everybody, only to excluding to the people that the kedushin cannot be chal anyway. So Gemara says, in such a case, kosher, the get is kosher, because that's not called the chutz. Like there's nobody that she was supposed to be muta to, and now she's asa to. Like these people, to a goy, you can't get married to a goy anyway. A goy has no kedushin. Or to your own brother, you can't marry your own brother anyway. So therefore, the get that's supposed to be matter to everybody that she should be allowed to get married to, she is allowed to right now. The chut is only to people she couldn't get married to anyway, so therefore the get is still kosher. But what about if he tells her like this? Harayat materis l'cholodom, elo amona l'kein godol. Let's say she's an amona, so he says you can't get married to a kohen gadol. Making chutz, you can't get married to a kohen gadol. Or else gerusha v'chutz l'kohen hedyot. If she was a gerusha from before, so he's telling her right now that with this get, you're mutter to anybody, but just not to a kohen. Or else mamzeres and nesin li Yisrael. If the wife is a mamzeres, she's saying, the husband is saying, you can't get married to a Yisrael. Or else bas Yisrael mamzer. If she's a bas Yisrael, she's making a condition, a chutz, that you can't get married to a mamzer, or else to a nosin, or else l'chol mi sheyesh lo of kedushin, afilu bi'averus posel. In such a case, the get is posel. That's called chutz. In other words, even though these people you're not allowed to marry, it's a chay v'lavin, but it's only an avera. But if she would have made the kedushin is chal. If you marry a mamzer, the kedushin is chal. So it comes out that really the get is supposed to be mataha, that she can marry anybody. And even if she marries a mamzer, the kedushin should have been chal. It's only chay v'lavin. But now, because of the chutz that the husband is saying, he's saying, "I'm giving you a get. That this get is matiyu to everybody. Chutz to a mamzer. To a mamzer, you can't get married. And there is to a mamzer, you're still considered married to me. So that's called the chutz. That's called this gittim is not freeing her completely, because if the get would have been completely true." She's not supposed to marry a mamzer, but if she went and made kedushin with a mamzer, the kedushin would have been chal. Now, because of your chutz, the kedushin is not chal, so that's called the shear in the get, therefore the get is possible. The Gemara says like this, klala de reisha lasuya shar chai v'krisis. In the reisha of the Mishnah, those cases of chutz means nothing, because anyway she can't get married to those people, the kedushin is not chal. So what's the klal? Any other chai v'krisis. Not only the ones the Mishnah says, but any one of the Chayiv Krisa, the Torah says, in such a case, the Kedushin is not Chal anyway. So therefore, the Shear means nothing. Chlala the Sefer, that's what the Sefer says, no, it is called the Shear. It's called the Chutz, means something. Lesuya Shah Chayiv Elavin. Any other Chayiv Elavin, even though she's not supposed to get married to them, but without the Shear, if she would have gotten married, the Kedushin would have been Chal. Now, because of this Chutz, you're making it to get the Kedushin is not Chal. That's called the Shear. Kegoin, what does it mean to include? Ahamoini, Ma'avi, Nesini, Mitzri, Biadoimi. All these other Chayiv Elavin. Shout the Chayiv Elavin, Chayiv Yesayis, but all these other ones. Yeah. Rashi says, Mitzri, Biadoimi, Betoch, Shloisha, Dorish, Shem, Viyisuri, Yestet, Nisri, Asay. Now the Gemara says like this. Boy minei Rava Rav Nachman. Rava asks a question from Rav Nachman. Chutz mikedushe kotin mahu. So the husband gives his wife a get and says you're mutter to get married to anybody, chutz to a kotin, but to a boy you can't get married to this boy. Now the maaser is like this. Right now the boy she can't marry anyway, because the kotin can't have kedushin. You have to be a bar das to make kedushin. So the kotin can't marry her anyway right now. So maybe the shiur means nothing. That's the question. Mao, mi yamrina, do we say, hashta mi yulav bar havayahu? Right now, before he's bar mitzvah, this boy can't get married anyway. So therefore, the chutz means nothing. Because even if she wanted to, she couldn't get married to him. Oy duma, maybe no, maybe the chutz does mean something over here. Oy duma, osti lechlal havayah. The svar of a boy is, but like this good, he's 10 years old, just left to wait another 3 years. But after he becomes bar mitzvah, then he's a gadol, then he could marry her. So if so, really the get should have been matzah to get married to anybody. But now because of this tonight right now, we say because of this chutz, she won't be able to get married to this katan. So maybe that's called a shir, it's called leaving over in the gershin that the get should be puzzled. So Amalei answered back, yes, you should know the get tak is puzzled. Amalei said back to Nisu, we learned like this. Kitana miskareshes begedusha yavia. That a kitana, even in the case where her father married her off. In other words, she's mamish mekudeshes midi yiraisa. Her father married off the kitana. Still, let's say the father dies later, she has a right to accept her own kedusha, her own gerushin. A gerushin, a get, is not nidasa the isha. So even though she's a kitana, still she could accept the gerushin. So the question is, am I why? We know there's always a hekish of the yotz of hoysa, that the dinei kedushin has to be the same as dinei gerushin. So if so, just like a ketana can't get married, so she should not be able to receive a get either. Elu, what do you have to answer? Ask your lechal havai. That's not a stira, because even though right now she's a ketana, but when she will grow up, when she becomes bas mitzvah, she becomes 12 years old, she will be able to marry herself off. So if so, right now she's called a bas havaya, that she could receive her own gittin, her own get. If so, here our svaros, svachinami said the same svara. Ask your lechal havaya. Here there's a svar, even though now the husband says chutz from a katan, so even though right now she can't get married to him anyway, but so what? That's a posel get, because that's called a shir. Because really, this katan eventually will come to the age of a gadol, and then he would have been able to get married to her. But now, because of the chutz, because of the shir in the get, he can't get married to her, so that's called the get posel, that's called the shir. Well, we have another question though. What's going to be chutz min hanolodim? So the husband gives a get to his wife, and he tells her, listen, here's a get, you're mutter to get married to anybody, but chutz excluding the people that will be born. In other words, any lady that's pregnant now, and she will give birth to that baby, that boy that's going to be born, you're also to get married to him. So ma, what's the locha? Hashtem mi yolo yisyalit. Right now, that lady did not give birth. So right now, the kid is not in the world. So right now, this get is matter to everybody in the world, everybody she can get married to. Or Duma maybe no. Listen, this lady, this pregnant lady, is going to give birth soon. And when she gives birth, and if it's going to be a boy, it's going to come out now that because of your shear, of your chutz, she's not going to be able to get married to that boy. So it's called like the first kedushin is still around, therefore the get should be puzzled. So what's the halacha? Is this called a shear or not? Omalei said back to him to Nisu, we learned like this. It says now Mishnah, li eved, uli eved kechavim. that if the husband says chutz, you can't get married to an Eved Kenani or to a guy, that does not make the get puzzle, because she can't get married to them anyway. But the question was, Enisa, if you're going to tell me now that you're afraid something may come up later, says so, Eved also, Eved Yodin Chavam Nami, Avidi Dimigairi, why aren't you afraid maybe they'll become a ger, or maybe the Eved will become freed? So then, she would have been able to get married to them. But now, because of the chutz of the get, she can't get married to them. So why don't you tell me now, the get is also possible. So you see, from our Mishnah, we don't care about some strange things that may happen later. Right now, he's an Eved. Right now, he's a goy. And to a goy, she can't get married anyway. Therefore, the get is kosher. See, also, whoever is not born yet, we don't care about them. Right now, all the people that are born, she's mutter to get married to, so the get should be good. Samora says no. I'll tell you, Hanach, love the Gyura Kaimah. It's a big difference. A goy to become a Jew, it's not Aymed. It's not Aymed to happen. It's not probably that would happen. Therefore, we're not afraid of that. Therefore, the get is kosher. But Hanilis, you the Kaimah. Here we're talking about a pregnant lady. And the husband made it tonight that you can get married to anybody, only excluding this pregnant lady when she gives birth. If it's a boy, you can't get married to him. Here it's Avidi to come, it's Aymed for to give birth. So therefore here, maybe it is called the Shear. Maybe the get is possible. What about like this? What about the husband tells his wife again, Chutz mi bala chaysa. I'm giving you the get, you're mutter to everybody in the world, just excluding your sister's husband, that you can't marry your sister's husband. So ma, what's the locha? Hashte miyo lechazilei. Right now anyway she's an heir to you. Your sister's husband is also to you, you can't marry. One husband can't marry two sisters. So therefore, your sister's husband is also to you anyway, to get should be chal. Or Dilma maybe no, Zimnin demesa achaisa. Maybe your sister will die. Vechazile. And then you're allowed to marry her husband. So then it's going to come out, because of the chutz, you can't marry him, so maybe the get should be possible. Or Malay, this he answered back to Nisu. Listen, we learned in the Mishnah, again, the case was, Li'evel ul'erbik achavim, that the get is kosher. Now, Eved, the other Chavim, Nami, Avidu the Megairi. Why are we afraid? Maybe they'll become a Jew. And if they will become a Jew, then why can't she? Then, because of the Shear, she can't marry them. So the get should be possible. So our answer is again, no. I'll tell you, Geiris Loshchichi. That doesn't happen so often. That a guy should become a Jew, that we're not afraid about. Therefore, the get is kosher right now. But Misa Shchicha. But Misa can happen. So therefore, even though the husband made it tonight, that she cannot get married to her sister's husband, but it's possible, it's Aymed, it could be that the sister will die, and when the sister dies, then her husband is mutter to you. So that's called the Shear, that's called the Chutz. Because without this Chutz, then you would be able to get married to him. But now, because of the Chutz, the husband wrote in the get that he said excluding your sister's husband, so therefore the get is possible, that's called the good Chutz. So therefore, maybe the get is possible. Another shayla. What's going to be chutz mi znusecha? The husband makes it tonight like this. You're mutter to get married to anybody, excluding to one person you can't have znus with. To one person, if you have znus, the get is no good. If you marry him, then the get is good. But to this one person, I'm making it tonight like a chutz, you can't have znus with him. So maho, what's the halacha here? V'nesuyin holoi shayir. I'll call upon him over here. The husband did not leave over anybody v'nesuyin. She's mutter to get married to anybody that she would want. So therefore, the get should be good. Or Duma maybe no shaya bebia, but still he left over this one man that she can't have bia with. He left over his nus. So therefore, maybe it's still called the shear. In other words, if she'd want to have nus with that man, she's also to wine, because the get to doing that, we said the get is not chal. So maybe that's still called the shear in the get, and the get should not be good. Omelet in Yisur, we learn like this. It says in the Mishnah, Li'abo li'avicha, that the husband said, Yemut to everybody, excluding to your father. So there the get is good. Uvamai, how did the husband say you can't live with your father? Ilayna ben Nisuyin, if you want to say the husband said you can't get married to your father, Abba be'avicha b'lein Nisuyin inu, anyway you can't get married to them. The Kedushin is not chal. To your own father, to your Shvi'a father-in-law, they're an erva. The Kedushin is not chal. Elolav, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say that the husband made the chutz biznus? That he said what? That I'm giving you a get, you mutter to everybody, just excluding your father. And still the Mishnah's mashma what? That la'abul yavich hudu loy shayir. only to your father and to your father-in-law, that there she won't have znus anyway, so that's not called a shir. But holiyacha shayer, but to somebody else that she would have been muta, or at least it would be an issa d'oraisa maybe, the mashma there, it is called a shir. So you see, if you left over a shir not to have znus with somebody else, they get this puzzle. Samara says no. Dilma maybe b'nisuyin, we're only talking about nisuyin. And the Ovid v'insiv, that we're talking about what's going to be, let's say the father does marry you, even though the Kedusha will not be chal, but what's going to be if the father does marry you? So therefore the husband made a get with chutz, you're muta to everybody, chutz just excluding king and marry to your father. There the Mishnah says the get is good, because anyway she can't, there's no Kedusha chal with her father. But maybe viznus, maybe there the get would be. There will be a psul. Another case, what's going to be chutz mishloi kedarka? Let's say the husband gives the get to his wife and makes the condition chutz that you can't live with this man shloi kedarka. That means not the right way. That's the only way you rosset him. Mao, what's the locha? The kedarka holo sharia. In other words, he didn't leave over the kedarka. Living with that man normally, the regular way, she's allowed to. Therefore, the get should be good. She's muta to anybody, kedarka. Or Dilma maybe still know, the pasuk says, mishkeve isha ksiv, that there's a hekish, any type of a way you live with the lady, whether it's kedarka or shloi kedarka, it's called a mishkav, it's called a znus, it's called a mishkav. So therefore, since lamaisa, the husband made a shear, that she's also to live with this one man, even shloi kedarka, so therefore, maybe it's called a shear and the get should be puzzled. What about chutz miaforas nederecha? The husband made a tanai chutz that if you get married to your husband, he can't be made for your nether. To get taforas nederim, you're still married to me. So maho, the nesuyin or leshayir. The husband did not leave over in nesuyin, she's allowed to get married to anybody. Or duma maybe, ishi kemenov ishi forenuksiv. The Torah still says the husband is the one that's supposed to be made for the nederim. So if the first husband made a gave a get with a condition with a chutz in it that the new husband cannot be made for the nedarim, so negayat ha'foras nedarim, he's not called the new husband, means the old husband is still the husband, so maybe that's still called a shir, that's still called the first husband is leaving over some rights to his wife, so maybe that's called a shir in the get, the leaving over the get, that the get still maybe is possible. What about chutz mitrum asecha? The husband says, listen, he was a Yisrael, said she's a Bas Kayin. So lachar, as we know, that Kolzman she's married to the Bas Yisrael, to Kolzman she's married to the Yisrael, she can't eat truma. Now when the husband gives her a get, she goes back to her father's house again, she's allowed to eat truma. What about the husband tells her, I'm giving you the get, but chutz, you do not have the right to go back to eat truma. What's negay to you eating truma is considered like we're still married. Is that called a chutz or not? Mao, the nesuyin or leshayir, he didn't leave over the nesuyin. She could get married to anybody she wants to. Or dilma maybe kinyan kaspa ksiv. That still a kinyan kaspa means you have to own her completely. So when the husband owns her a little bit here, that she can't eat truma, maybe that's still called the shear. Still, it's called leftover. Still called he was meshayir b'kedushin etzah kahanim. Or the case of Truma could be the other way also. He makes the Tanai that even if they're both Yisraelim now, but he made a condition with her that if she does get married to a Kayin, she will not have the right to Truma. That could be the case of Chutz. Chutz is the first husband says like this, I'm giving you a get. But Chutz that if you get married to a Kayin, you don't have the right to Truma. In other words, negate to that Kinyan Kaspi. Like this, when a Kayin marries you, the Kayin owns you, so you're allowed to eat his Truma. But I'm making a shear that he does not own you, rather that kinyan still belongs to me like. So maybe that's still called a shear, that's the Gemara Shaila. Is that called a shear or not? Another case is, chutz mirishasecha. The husband makes the tanaya chutz, or whoever marries you, that new husband will not yashin you. The Yerusha still stays by me. So mao, the nesuyin or lesher, he didn't leave over anything in Hilchas Nesuyin. She could get married to anybody she wants to. Or dilma maybe, lesheroi, that we dashin what? That the husband yashins his wife. So therefore, if the husband left over this chutz, that he should yashin his wife, that's still called the chutz, it's still called the shir and the get, and the get would be possible. Weiter. Chutz miktushecha bishtar. He gives her a get, but chutz, you can't get married to anybody with shtar. Somehow. Listen, if she wants to, she can get married to anybody she wants to. Use the other two kinyonim. With kesav ibiya, don't use a shtar. Or maybe v'yotzav oise, ishkasav ayaz ladodi. No, she has to be able to have all of them, all three. And she can't get married with a shtar. Maybe that's called a shir teiku. So all these cases, the teiku of these things are called a shir in the get or not. Now the Mishnah says like this. Guf or shoget. What's called the guf of the get? Hareyat muteras lecholodim. The goof for the get is that she is muter to everybody. That's what you have to write inside the get. Hareyat muteras lecholodim. Rabbi Yehuda says.